Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. I'm Nicholas, and we've been going through the Psalms. We are in Psalm 37. Let's see, I forgot to mark my place here. The law of his God is in his heart, verse 31. None of his steps shall slide. Okay, 37. Mark the perfect man, verse 37. And behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, and the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of Yahuwah. He is their strength in time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them, and he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Psalm 38 and verse 1, a psalm of David. To bring to remembrance, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. For thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. Henry says, this is one of the penitential psalms. It is full of grief and complaint from the beginning to the end. David's sins and his afflictions are the cause of his grief and the matter of his complaints. It should seem he was now sick and in pain, which reminded him of his sins and helped to humble him for them. He was at the same time deserted by his friends and persecuted by his enemies, so that the psalm is calculated for the depth of distress and complication of calamities. He complains of God's displeasure with his own sin, which provoked God against him, of his bodily sickness, the unkindness of his friends, and his injuries of which his enemies did him. So let's jump in. For thine arrows stick fast in me, thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest for my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities are gone over my head, as a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly, I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore and broken. I have roared by reason of disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, and my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they seek my hurt. They that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me when my foot slippeth. They magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Yahuwah, O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Chapter 39, or Psalm 39, verse 1. To the chief musician, even to Yeduthun, probably, and they say, a laudatory, an Israelite. Okay. A Psalm of David. I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. And I personally grew up in the household in the presence of a man who didn't keep his tongue. And so I assume that his father, my grandfather, whom I've never met, didn't keep his tongue either. And perhaps his father's father didn't keep his tongue. And it goes that, you know, if you don't consider the words that come out of your mouth, that you'll just continue to repeat what you were conditioned. You will continue with the learned behavior. Unless you learn repentance and you learn to judge every word that comes out of your mouth, those things will just come out of your mouth automatically that you learned. And yes, I would say that by the words of my own father, the father of my flesh, of course I'm speaking of the father of my flesh, and of course the father of his flesh, and the father of his flesh, and the words that came out of their mouths that they each learned from their fathers, that they just mindlessly repeated those things. And the enemy loved it. And when I hear those words come out of my mouth, because they do on occasion, that I take that occasion to judge those words, realizing what they are. You all men, you that have like situations, whether or not, and I don't know, perhaps if a man has a father who never speaks those things, you don't have to struggle with that. I don't know, because it hasn't been that easy for me. But I've learned to judge the words that come out of my mouth. And I judge them for what they are, according to his law and his word, according to this word here. He said, David, a psalm of David, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. And I find that, yes, you know, I am able to bridle my tongue. Especially when the wicked is before me. I find that I still have to struggle with when I'm by myself. Perhaps traveling in my automobile, not so much anymore, because I'll tell you what, you practice judging the words that come out of your mouth, and they change. That's right. All those other drivers out there on the road who are inconsiderate, well, the anger and the words, the auto response that I learned from my father and he learned from his father, that was passed down to the third and fourth generation, perhaps of them that hate him. So this is not the generation that hates him any longer. Maybe that was my father's father or his father that hated him. And I'm still suffering the repercussions of that. I take it to heart, the word of my God. And the Ten Commandments and what is written there in Exodus chapter 20, visiting the iniquities of the fathers unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate him. I don't want to be one that hates him. I want him to show mercy unto thousands, because I choose to love my God and keep his commandments. So I bridle. I'll keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. Verse 3 of chapter 39. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then I spoke Then spoke I with my tongue, Yahuwah, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. While I was musing, the fire burned. Do you think upon these things? Because that's what it means to muse, to think, to meditate. And it says here, to murmur. You know, we turn these things over. And sometimes I think aloud. I voice things to myself. I muse. I think. I meditate upon these things. And what's he meditating? Creator, my creator by name, Yahuwah, make me to know my end, the measure of my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am. Do you think about these things? Or are you just amused? And that's why the society wants to keep you amused. They don't want you to think on these things. Because if you think on these things, you think on the end of your life, how short it is. No, they want to keep you amused. They don't want you to muse. They want you just to chase after the latest, newest entertainment. Make sure you have the best automobile. They want you to think on things temporal. They want you to be amused. That is to not think, so that they can tell you how to think. Yes. And what is the fire? Well, do you have a fire? I got a fire in my house, and gratefully I have a fireplace where I can look at the fire if I want to open it up and look at it, because it burns a lot slower if I close it. It gives heat to the whole house at night. Well, what kind of fire are you looking at? You know, we got fires everywhere. I got fires burning all around me. And of course, the fires are ignited by electricity. There's a fire burning in a light bulb over here. And I've got fires burning on the several LED screens of computers. One of them has an E-sword on it. That fire causes me to muse. It causes me to think and meditate. But most people, the fire burning is that TV, that control mechanism, programming mechanism that the world is using to keep them amused. So are you amused, or are you musing? Are you thinking, or is your thinking being controlled so that you don't have to think about certain things? I like what makes me think of what Kent Hovind says. He says, and they have whole parks where you can go and do that all day. Amusement parks, places to not think. So they want to keep you entertained. And that's what entertainment is all about. You know, there is a place for entertainment. Sometimes you just need to not think. You need to turn off your mind. And I get to that point, several times a week, I have to say. Most of the time, that's nap time. Because, you know, I get up early and I go to bed late. And I work hard because my Heavenly Father keeps me very busy. Musing all the time, but sometimes I just need to turn off everything and muse, not think, just let my mind rest, and that can be a good thing. But when it becomes an end in itself, then it's a bad thing, and that's where the world is. They want to be amused. They don't want to think at any time. Their mind is totally controlled to be amused and to not think on these things or to think on anything too deeply. Because then you become a conspiracy nut. And they have all kinds of derogatory terms if you think too much, if you dig too deeply. And that's what this program is all about, thinking deeply. That's what my labor all day long is about, to get people to think and to look deeply into things, to understand what is really going on, to throw off the shackles of the mind control that we've all been programmed with in the world through their public education system. You've been not taught to think for yourself, but you've been taught how to think according to the way others want you to think. You've been programmed according to their program, and you're programmed by the television. You're programmed by society. You're programmed by the movies. You're programmed by the music. And, of course, the music programming, the main variety out there, is the idolatry of romance, making that the most important thing. And you see that in the movies, romance. What do you muse upon? What do you meditate upon? While I was musing, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Make me to know my end. What is your end? It's an eternal end. It's one that we all come to. So what will be your end? This is something worth musing. Something we all need to be concerned with. What will be our end? And what happens when this mortal life comes to an end? What will happen to me? All of the things that I love? Things. Created things. The creation. That'll all be taken away from me. Muse on that for a while. What will you be left with? Have you set your heart on things eternal? Or have you set your heart on things temporal that are passing away? Muse. Meditate upon that. Make me to know my end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Verse 5, Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. The best that this life has to offer is vanity. And that's why we are admonished to set our hearts on things eternal, to store up treasure in heaven where neither moth nor dust can corrupt our treasure. Because if our treasure is in this life, well, it will pass away just like this life, because it's altogether vanity. Surely every man walketh in vain, in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches, and knoweth not who shall gather them. He's going to leave them all behind. It's all vanity. And now, Lord, what wait I for? What do I wait for? My hope is in thee. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. I was dumb. I opened not my mouth, because thou didst it. Remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. When thou with rebukes dost correct man, for iniquity, thou makest his beauty to consume away like a moth. Surely every man is vanity. Hear my prayer, Yahuwah, and give ear to my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. O spare me, that I may recover strength before I go hence and be no more. You're listening to Cross the Border. I'm Nicholas. My website is crosstheborder.org. Please go to my website. Take advantage of the resources there, the Bible studies there. If you want to catch up on the Psalms as we went through them, you can see them there the last 5 days anyway of the Psalms. They will be posted some weeks after the study is complete. You can see all the completed studies there, and I invite you to start with the book of Genesis and go through those studies as we went through them. And I hope that you will be enlightened thereby. Remember, there's nothing more important than you cross the border into the kingdom of our Heavenly Father and live forever. Yes, endure in His kingdom to the end, and you will be saved. Hallelujah.